thought best team won on the night. I think both teams had, you know, both teams had enough chances to claim the win. But I think in terms of possession, Faversham probably shaded it on the night. I thought the conditions probably suited them. We knew that in advance. The kind of pitch conditions may suit them a bit better than us. We like to try and get the ball down, and that was going to be difficult tonight. But credit to them, they, you know, whilst the pitch weren't amazing to get the ball down, they also stopped just getting it down as well and playing. I think we've lost nothing in defeat at all. I mean, we've lost nothing. We've had a brilliant season, and off the field and on the field. And I said to the boys, just remember all the big games we've had this year. Turned over pretty much every big team in the league at some point. I think we had the best record in the top six against each other. And you know, for that reason, they should be really proud of their performance. And it's put us on the map, which is great.
And the mood in the dressing room post-match?
I think very disappointed. I'd like to think short-lived. Like I said, it's a one-off game. These games can swing either way. And they finish runners-up in the league, and that's a great result.
Good start, 1-0 after 10 minutes. Luke Hackett, who doesn't normally score goals.
No, completely. And great finish. Slightly against a runner play at the time. And actually, after that goal, we had a spell. We had a little 20-minute spell, and I think it was at that point we had to get the second goal. I think the second goal tonight would have been good enough, to be honest, against them. But we didn't get it, and we kept them in the game. I thought our legs went a little bit. Their kind of running was relentless, and our legs went a little bit. And, you know, in the second half, they had the best of the half and deserved to win it in the end.
I guess when it's always 1-0, the game can go either way, and that's exactly what happened, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, just before there, obviously the goals come, the equalisers come from a free kick. We knew again that would be one of their key dangerous set pieces, and but there was a spell just after that when Telford hit the bar, and we had a kind of couple of opportunities, but we didn't take them. So I think first half we had a big spell when we should have took our chances, a 20-minute spell. Second half, really, only sort of 10 minutes was we in the game really when we could have scored.
I mean, on that second half, once they scored, they were in the ascendancy. But then again, you did get back in the game, as you say. You hit the bar, and for a time, the pendulum kept swinging from one side to another, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was very much box to box, end to end. You know, and the game was, and you know, the players they're one game, they're not two legs, and for that reason, it's a long season to earn the right to get in there, and it comes and goes really quickly, and. You know, small things, one-off situations will make a difference with the result. And that's what happened tonight. Commit a foul, you know, give away a dead ball against a dangerous dead ball team, equaliser. And, you know, that's the way the game went.
Do you think it was very much a case of Faversham set out their stall and knew what to do? Or do you think your guys just weren't on it tonight?
They set out their stall really well. I think, like Ray, you know, Ray done a good job. I mean, they've got in the playoffs. I mean, literally on Thursday last week, I think they probably booked the holidays. They, you know, and they've got in the players in the back door. You know, true to form, when you get little twists like that, they tend to have a bit more in the tail, and they did. And fair play to them, you know, they took their chance to get a victory.
And a bit disappointing, really, that Tom was pretty much out of the game. They marked him well, didn't they?
Yeah, they marked the two centre halves done well, marked well. It was just difficult. Dumping the ball on us and then pressing us, we couldn't really play out from the back, and therefore both Briggs and Tolfrey were pretty redundant for long periods, which is disappointing. But, you know, Tom's had a great season, and we'll keep the boys together and come back next year, you know.
It's now the end of the road for Dorking Wanderers this season. As you say, it's been a fantastic year in the first season in Ryman South. Where do you build from here?
What a great year. I mean, it really has been another year where we've, you know, broken loads of boundaries. That's the bottom line for the club. You know, in honesty, if you take your kind of passionate, want to win everything hat off, were we in a fit state to go up? Probably not. You know, the new stadium's being built next season. It'd be great next season to, you know, compete again and have a chance of going up, moving into the new stadium alongside Dorking. You know, so probably would have come a season too early. Off the field, we've developed a relationship locally with Dorking, with the Alliance. On the field, we've shocked everybody in sight and put our name on the map. Great season. And the table will say we finished runners-up, and that's what they should remember, the team and the management team as well.
And finally, great crowd here tonight.
Yeah, great to see more local people than ever before coming down to watch us, and that's what it's about for us. You know, and they've earned, you know, the players have got people coming to watch and they play good football. And it was great to see so many local people down there supporting us. Really grateful.